DJ.
You do? 150 million
people. That's all. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Well, folks, as you may know by now, as you should know by now, it is time for me to announce the latest qualifier for the Marguerite's Forever Mark Diamond giveaway. It's a 1-carat Forever Mark Diamond, appraised at $10,000. People have been registering online for a chance to hear their name at the top of each hour, all across Blue Water stations. So you can still go to newstalk931.com and register, but I need to do the name for this hour. And you have 1 hour to call in at a number I will give right after announcing the name. And for this hour, Clinton Grimes, you have qualified. Yes, Clinton Grimes. Call 396-5477. Again, call 396-5477 within this hour, and you will be qualified, Clinton. Qualified to win a Marguerite's Forever Mark Diamond, appraised at 10 grand. Only 1% of the world's diamonds can ever be considered as a Forever Mark Diamond. This is a huge giveaway, and we thank Marguerite's for helping us out with this. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We are locked into a summertime pattern with the official start of summer just a few days away at the end of the week. For tonight, partly cloudy. There could be some isolated thunderstorms in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 72. And then for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. A generous supply. Many towns will get one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. And not much change in the pattern on the first day of summer, Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Veterans Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, I'm back. And I've been gone so long, they're at least today giving me 4 hours. That is unless Greg Budell shows up here soon. We'll see. Greg's been a little under the weather. Keep you updated. But I'm Joey.
And here they are.
Here they are. I guess I have enough personalities. We can still say they. Welcome to Happy Hour, folks. It's good to be back. It's a little weird being back in the saddle here today, though, and just be talking by my lonesome here at the beginning of Happy Hour because I miss Greg. I did call in, I believe it was on Wednesday, and he tortured me with a Barney clip. Not the real Barney, mind you. I remember the real Barney. I was the Barney generation. He had some imposter Barney telling me about Father's Day. And what a hell of a Father's Day it was for me. I got to spend it with my father, but we were both a bit tired. I would suggest not trying it, at least in my case. My dad got some sleep. I worked off like 2-3 hours of sleep for a 12-hour journey from Saratoga Springs to Albany, New York, from Albany to Philly with a layover from Philly to Pensacola to Lillian, Alabama, as I drove back to Montgomery. So I'm in a weird mood, not only because I'm tired. I got some good sleep last night, as you might imagine, but I'm a little tired. I'm a little emotionally all over the place, too, but in a good way. It's just a lot happening this week. It was a life-changing event. I'll go more into that alongside my good friend, longtime friend, Troy, from 6 to 7 tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. But one thing I did learn being away from the radio station here last week is, number one, I missed Alabama, but I did not miss the heat and the humidity. Come on, Alabama. And I also noticed, and I remember Baron Coleman talking about this, calling into Don Markwell when he first moved to this area, I noticed a particular smell as I drove into the city. It's right as 65 was about to bump up into 85, and I started to notice the smell. I thought it was my own brand at first, and it turned out, nope, that's just the wafts of paper mill, sulfur, whatever the hell it is. It doesn't smell good. We got to work on that. We got to work on that. But one major thing I learned from being away for a week is I didn't have much anxiety about missing out on the news. Now, I kept following the news because in many ways I'm a news junkie, but I could read it real quick and go, oh yeah, that's interesting. Yes, we'll learn more about that later. But I would suggest that if you are always watching Fox News, if you're always watching CNN, MSNBC, if you're constantly looking at the Drudge Report or anything like that, for maybe 2-3 days, maybe even a long weekend, maybe this 4th of July, starting on Thursday the 4th, take a break. Take a break. because it will give you a little bit of peace of mind and hopefully some perspective. I'm just looking at the front page of a lot of talk shows, the Drudge Report. I know Greg's sort of turned on them in a way, or he thinks Drudge has turned on him and on the president. But I'm looking at it because a lot of people look at it. It's not that I take the Drudge Report or Matt Drudge as gospel. It's just, well, when billions and millions of eyeballs are on a particular spot, you may want to look, too, to at least see what other people are seeing. And when I look over this right here, it's like the news is designed to freak you out. It's like the news is designed to make you feel outraged and uneasy. And yes, because there are a lot of outrageous and anxiety-inducing things out there in this world happening. Like the top headline right now on the Drudge Report is, Comcast launches eye control for TV. Interesting. So what is Comcast going to do? Are they going to sell you things? Yes, I find facial recognition, things like eye control, being able to in detail track your eye movements, and that way you could command your TV. It could be used for very, very nefarious things. But it also could be convenience, and that is a question we'll have going forward. How much convenience do you want to give up for potentially people controlling you and knowing more about you than you even know about yourself? I mean, this is the big conversation going forward, not only with places like Google and Facebook. Twitter isn't as important as we think. It's an echo chamber for a bunch of hoity-toity journalists, all right? That's what Twitter mostly is. I know the president's on there, and I use Twitter very well. I know you do, Mr. President, but I do use it well. You're wrong, Joey. Twitter's very important. Yeah, I know, Mr. President. You're an exception to the rule. Like, you're always the exception to the rule. I'm saying, in general, Twitter has become an echo chamber for a lot of hoity-toity journalists. And Trump trolls them royally. I will give you that. But Facebook, Google, and let's not forget the United States government and its clandestine activities in the world of surveillance and electronic data gathering. It could be used for ill, certainly, and they could easily know more about you than you know about yourself. I mean, when's the last time, whether you journal or you write down to your diary every morning or every evening, have you actually looked back at your journal or your diary, if you do that at all, and sort of analyze yourself? I mean, I've done hours, countless hours of talk radio at this point. I haven't gone back and taken the time to analyze all that stuff. Number one, because it doesn't sound that interesting. I'm not that interesting. And number two, it takes a lot of time and effort. But places like Google, places like Facebook, places like, I guess now, Comcast. And of course, don't forget the clandestine aspects of our government. They do have the means and methods of analyzing vast amounts of data and knowing more about you than you know about yourself. So it can be unnerving, but again, this past week of not being here gave me some perspective. It's almost like you can turn off your phone. It's almost like you don't have to watch your television. It's almost like you could go and sit down with family and friends, have an adult beverage, some sort of libation or some good food, or maybe you just want to have a Coke if you're not the drinking type and you're a little straight edge, and you actually talk to people. Because the internet is changing the way that we think. It's changing, I think, the amount of attention span people have. And I'm looking in the mirror saying this. But the news, I think, is designed to constantly make you feel like the world is moving at this fast pace. It's hard to make sense of anything at all. Potential war with Iran. The one thing that was moving was the demonstrations in Hong Kong. To see that and to dig into the details of that, which I'll be going into tomorrow night on my show, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, with a director who made a short film called Tank Man, Robert Anthony Peters. Should be a fantastic discussion, because I wish nothing but the best for the people of Hong Kong. I hope they continue to be an example of freedom to the best of their ability against what is still, to a large degree, an authoritarian and tyrannical government in Beijing, in China. Hope they're an example to the people of East Asia. Hope they're an example to the people of mainland China. Hope they're an example to the world. Because when you look at Hong Kong, because of that common law British tradition, they're this happy accident right there next to China. And they are probably the greatest success story, economically speaking, in the last 50, 60 years. And nothing. They open up their markets. They're essentially an island with very little resources. Go and watch Milton Friedman's old Free to Choose series. He uses Hong Kong as the perfect example of free trade, unilateral free trade. In the case of Hong Kong, they don't really have much of anything in terms of resources they can sell to the world. So what do? Well, it's an island nation, and it's much easier and cheaper to move goods on water. They became one of the most prosperous, successful places in the world. And that prosperity has led to people yearning and to continue to yearn for more freedom beyond just the economic sphere. It's a great success story. And to see millions out in the streets demanding their autonomy, demanding the freedoms that they currently have be preserved and probably more be captured for their own, it gives one hope. So the news isn't always something to get you down. But my point is this, folks. Take a break every once in a while. It took me 8 years to take a week off. We can all take a break a little bit here or there. Because I've heard from many a source that if you are constantly feeding your brain with what is at the end of the day something to sell you, means to sell you something. That's what Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and so many other outlets are. It's going to drive you a little nuts. You got to stop and smell the roses and, you know, actually interact with people and discover the things that really mean something in this life. The news is meant to get you down. So we'll cover it. But I don't want to get you down. I want you to be happy. I want you to continue to listen to Happy Hour. Hopefully, Greg is doing okay. It was a last-minute decision, to be frank with you. He wanted to go to the doctor after feeling not so well earlier today and throughout the day. And I told him, of course. I hate that I don't get to see him after not seeing him for several days now. But, of course, go see what's wrong, Greg. Do what you need to do, man. And we'll be right here at Happy Hour, having a good time, figuring things out, and of course, talking about how we're going to war with Iran, right? Oh, wait, no, that's not going to make people happy. Here, we got to hit a break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you see lights flickering around the house or a humming noise that seems to be coming from nowhere in particular, those are not situations to be ignored. But who do you call? You know, when you need an electrician, who's your go-to electrician? We finally have that person for you here in town. His name is Mr. Electric. Now, obviously, Mr. Electric is a team of master certified electricians, top-notch, who, when they make an appointment to come to your house to check out what seems to be a problem, to install a ceiling fan, a light fixture, whatever it is you need. They installed my Ring doorbell system for me. I let them do everything because they're so good at it. And when they say they're going to be there at 2 o'clock, guess what? That's when the doorbell rings. They clean any debris that's created from an installation or a repair. And by the way, when they come over and assess the situation that you need addressed, they give you a price, and that's what you pay. No surprises, no games. Top-notch electricians, great business ethics at Mr. Electric. Jot the number down, 269-8886. You may not need it today or tomorrow, but you may need it soon. You won't have to think about who to call. Or visit them and learn more about this great company at MrElectric.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
Others.
suppressed. Busy memorizing talk radio. And an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma. Ooh. It's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or alcohol.
Twitch who's ranting in all caps.
They're a douche, I will shortly unfollow.
But it's first I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole, you stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know,
cause now here come the trolls.
Half and trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends look just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
And I love my opinion. I mean, don't you love yours, especially when it looks just like mine? We are about to get into all the stuff going on with the tankard bombings, the U.S. blaming and saying they now have the facts and the footage to back up their claim that Iran was behind the bombing of these tankards in the Strait of Hormuz. We also have more information coming in, latest polling data, what's potentially going to happen in the Democratic primary for the 2016, let's hopefully not completely relive that, other than maybe the outcome, but the 2020 presidential election. There's a lot going on, is the point. But first, I'd like to cover something very important and something local. I believe this happened in Coosa County, Alabama. A Guinness World Record has been broken. So break out the champagne and the dancing girls. I want you to meet, at least by the sound of my voice, Pancho Villa. Yes, folks, go online and look up Pancho Villa, Texas Longhorn. See, pretty much everything is bigger in Texas than here in Alabama. Their economy is much larger. They have more land mass. They have more electoral votes. Several other things I can think of are much bigger in Texas. But as for their Texas Longhorns, Pancho Villa, a 7-year-old Texas Longhorn that lives on a ranch in Goodwater, Alabama, has a tip-to-tip horn span of 10 feet, 7.4 inches. Let's not leave off that 0.4 inches. As I've learned, 0.4 inches is nothing to look away at. More than twice the width of a concert grand piano or the face of the Statue of Liberty. Those impressive stats are enough to give Pancho not just the Guinness World Record for largest horn span and spread on a living steer, but the largest horn spread ever on a steer, besting the previous record holder by just over an inch. Again, that 0.4 inches sometimes means a lot. It was verified by Guinness, this record, May the 8th. Been raised by the Pope family, and they started keeping an eye on the record after they noticed that Pancho's horns were not curved up like most longhorns. They weren't going in that direction, but instead were growing straight out. Gerald Pope, who told the Guinness World Book of World Records, folks, Pancho has become something of a local celebrity in Coosa County. All my neighbors around here, anytime they have company, they come over to see the longhorn. He's just a big, gentle character. Everyone brings food with them. Pancho likes apples, carrots, and marshmallows. He's big and intimidating, but he's really just a big pet. He's had so many people over the years stop by to see him, feeding him treats, that he's turned into a just essentially a big, wonderful pet. Well, you gotta love that, folks. Just a big steer that everybody loves to see and feed marshmallows. See, the news doesn't always get you down. And I love that it's right here, locally. So keep listening to Happy Hour. We got to hit another break. We will get into some serious crap. I promise you. I'm just still feeling so relaxed after my week-long vacation.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you on your Monday afternoon traffic commute, and we see an accident. It is in the 800 block of South Court Street. That is just north of the interstate. If you're headed down Court Street towards I-85, be careful there. We don't see any problems on the boulevard other than lots of traffic rolling with you. If you're on the interstate, everybody looks like they're up to a speed limit ride, and there are no hang-ups on the 31s this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region. Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three, yes, three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, oh, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months. Only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out, so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hutt. State troopers are working to determine what caused a passenger bus to crash on Highway 231 in Montgomery County today. The single vehicle crash happened at the intersection of Highway 231 and Sanders Road. Troopers tell us some of the passengers were ejected. Still no word on the conditions of the passengers or where they were heading at the time of the crash. And Montgomery police are investigating after a boy was hospitalized following a possible drowning. This happened in the 2700 block of Bonnie Crest Court around 11 this morning. Police say the boy suffered life-threatening injuries. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery has begun. Construction crews were out just after rush hour today resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last for a few days. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are locked into a summertime pattern with the official start of summer just a few days away at the end of the week. For tonight, partly cloudy. There could be some isolated thunderstorms in the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 72. And then for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become quite likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. A generous supply. Many towns will get one. High temperature in the lower 90s. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. And not much change in the pattern on the first day of summer, Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey J.
Joey.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Greg called in sick earlier today. It's a shame. I would have liked to have seen him. It's been a while. It's been a few days. It's been over a week, man. Hope you're feeling all right, Greg. Please let me know what the doctors say. We all love you, man. We're all praying for you. Whatever it is, even if it's cold or something. I don't think it would just be a cold, folks, if Greg called in sick. So hope he gets well soon and he has a plan of action. But yes, when I saw on my week off that these two tankards had been bombed in the Strait of Hormuz right next to Iran, I'm like, oh no. Another false flag for war. That's just my honest initial reaction. And since my honest initial reaction, things are ramping up. I mean, today, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, apparently is meeting with Central Command. He is also saying all options are on the table. There are now sources, diplomats from the West at the UN, as they're trying to get a, well, coalition of the willing together to support probably military action. Now, a lot of this could be sound and fury in order to make Iran cower and back down. But here's the thing, Iran isn't. Iran is now claiming they want to continue to increase their uranium, stockpile more and more, and could enrich uranium up to 20%. Now, this 2015 nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Ugh. They had agreed in that plan of action to enrich their uranium up to 3.67% over the next 15 years. And now they're saying, well, since the U.S. has pulled out and other things have happened, and they're now blaming us for these tankard attacks that we find very, very suspicious, well, we're going to enrich more uranium than we had agreed to, and we're going to enrich it to a higher percentage, up to 20% enrichment. So Iran isn't backing down. They're not cowering. But here's the thing, in my opinion. Is Iran, or some in the listening audience call it Iran, really that stupid? Yes, they're feeling the pressure. They're feeling the heat. The sanctions put on by the United States government, well, they really hurt, don't they? And when the people backing you are China and Russia, really, and some of the Europeans still, though the Europeans, I think, are uneasy at this point, your response is to bomb tankers in the Gulf that you somewhat control? Why? What is that going to accomplish? Maybe the Iranians are really that stupid. I mean, the last time they got close to Israel, Israel was ready to go and knocked out a lot of their positions in Iraq and Syria, right on the border of Israel. Iran was essentially embarrassed. And this is what the U.S. has been claiming, the argument made by the Trump administration, but more importantly by Trump's aides, people like the National Security Advisor John Bolton, the mustache, as I believe he's called within the administration. The mustache, as well as Mr. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, have been speaking harshly towards Iran, the biggest promoter of terrorism around the world. They are using proxy groups all over the Middle East to dominate the region. In many ways, I look at this, folks, as kind of the United States' own fault in toppling Iraq, but that's, I mean, hindsight is 20/20, though some people predicted this would be a problem. Essentially, by taking out Saddam Hussein, Iraq became ripe for Iran. And Iran has largely, due to ethnic loyalties, religious loyalties, and good old power politics, they are controlling certain aspects, important aspects of that country. Maybe not to their liking. But there's now, it seems, a struggle between the Arab states, including the crown jewel Saudi Arabia, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. You gotta love what nations call themselves, right? Like the People's Republic of China. Yet, you know, the People's Republic knows better than the millions of people in Hong Kong, right, Beijing? Or the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. How the hell do you call what is essentially a materialist theocracy? And I know that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but I believe Kim Il-sung is still technically, even though he's long been dead, the leader of the country. It's like somebody handed them 1984 and said, yeah, we can make this work with a few tweaks so it fits our Korean culture. It is one of the most authoritarian dictatorships in the world. And yet they call themselves a democratic republic. So the Islamic Republic of Iran, they do have elections, I'll give them that, but those elections and who can run in those elections is controlled by a wise board of elders, as well as the religious authorities, the Revolutionary Guard in Iran, which has been, again, in ramping things up, designated as a terrorist group by the Trump administration. Well, they essentially control the country. Many argue that a lot of the money that was starting to come into Iran after this 2015 nuclear deal has not gone to the peace and prosperity of the people of Iran, but gone into the corrupt pockets of the Revolutionary Guard so they can advance their activities in places like Israel and all around the region. But again, I come back to my honest initial reaction. It's not like the United States has ever started the war because of some what seems like vague, unclear reason a ship blew up. Remember the Maine? Oh, yeah, I do remember the Maine. Well, it's not like the United States had some incident in a major gulf in the world's... the Gulf of Tonkin, I remember that too. Huh. So my initial reaction was not necessarily that the United States perpetrated a false flag, or that Israel or Saudi Arabia perpetrated a false flag, or that Iran did this. It could have been some terrorist group we don't even know about, but... the official statement from the United States, and they claim to have proof, so we should hear them out skeptically, is that Iran perpetrated this attack. And now, the United States is drawing up specific plans, their own joint comprehensive plan of action, to bomb Iran in a massive but pinpointed way to send a message. Sources say that President Trump doesn't really want war with Iran. And Pompeo has said that, too, echoing his boss. But they are making plans. Now, all of this could be just posturing, like I said earlier. Could be to make Iran back down, come to the negotiating table. Make it clear to them you're not going to win if this actually turns into a shooting war. But Iran probably isn't going to back down. Theocratic ideological regimes tend not to act, well, rationally. So, when I saw this attack, it wasn't that the United States necessarily did this. It's more that Joey, sitting in Saratoga Springs, New York at the time, and now sitting here in Montgomery, Alabama, I don't know. And I'm sorry, I doubt most of the people, whether at the New York Times or the Washington Post or working at Breitbart or on Fox News, actually know what happened there in the Strait of Hormuz. We know what's been reported. We know what's in the press. But so much of what's in the press is meant to sway us that we don't know, and we have to accept that we don't know for now. After the top of the hour, my plan is to share a little history, though, that should make you suspicious. It's by a gentleman I respect greatly. A scholar on government and on how the government manipulates us, especially through war. And I'm not talking about the so-called good war, like taking on the Nazis and Imperial Japan. I'm not talking about a competition between great powers like the Cold War, between the Soviet Union and the United States, or what seems to be a somewhat of a Cold War starting between the United States and China. I'm talking about a lot of shooting wars that seem to start under false pretenses. And Robert Higgs is nobody's fool on these topics, and he's recently written, well, recently reshared, because when Higgs writes, it's a bit timeless. This was actually written in October of 2002. And it's a little bit of a history with a provocative title, To Make War, Presidents Lie. And maybe it's not presidents, maybe it's mustachioed national security advisors. Maybe it's earnest and intelligent. secretaries of state. Maybe it's the deep state. We have to be skeptical because what does it hurt for us to be skeptical? Why should we believe what the press and the government tell us? They're the ones who are going to make the final decision. So for now, I'm going to share that we should be a little bit skeptical, have a jaundiced eye towards the rush to punish Iran, though I am no fan of that theocracy and the terrible tyranny they perpetrate on people who largely, the people of Iran, especially the young people, what are they like? They got sports cars. Like, you go to places in the Middle East, things are starting to change, but it's not changing in their governments. I'll put it this way. The stuff we have here in the West, especially in the United States, good-looking women, fast cars, great entertainment, great food, all this stuff that some Americans look down on as too materialistic and decadent, but that's beside the point. People like that stuff. People all over the world like that stuff. And it's a shame that the religious idiots in Iran continue to hold their people back. And for the sake of ideology and what seems to be an abhorrent perversion of faith, justify control and ramping up to more and more war. So we'll see. I don't know if Iran's that stupid. But oh, we're feeling the pressure, so let's bomb some oil tankers. But we'll see. And we'll see where this goes and the arguments the Trump administration makes in the days coming. But I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. I'm not ready to damn anybody yet, whether in this country or another country. I'm ready to just watch the world and the freak show continue. It's going to be a wild ride. But here we got to hit a break. After the top of the hour, I have a special announcement. Then we'll get into this short history here on, well, to make war, presidents, governments, sometimes lie. You're listening to Happy Hour. This is Joey Clark. I'm back after my week off. I was hoping to hang out with Greg and have a little bit of the fun back and forth, the pithy bon mots, the witty banter, if you will. But Greg, unfortunately, and he apologized, and I understand, though, is sick. He's not feeling well. So he went to the doctor earlier today. I'm waiting on how that went, and we'll see how he's doing. I would love to see you, Greg. Love to talk to you. It's been too long, though I am liking the one aspect of Greg not being here. I don't have to listen to any stupid Barney parody clips.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident, that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through our Monday afternoon traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of problems for you. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is building up pretty quickly, but it's only stop and go at the intersections. If you're on any of the 31s, we don't see any big delays for you there. And if you are on the interstates, everybody is moving along just fine. We don't see any delays north or southbound on 65 or on I-85. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton. Next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.